Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to our weekly recap of all things GH. I'm here, as usual, with my trusty co-host, Emily, and we're ready to chat about and dissect this week's GH. Hey, Em, what's up?
Oh, not much. Just had an eventful day with these crappy drivers and traffic and also running into this really attractive guy at Costco, like literally running into him, and that was embarrassing. But it's okay.
Wow.
So, yeah, we don't need to discuss that. But, and I didn't see him again after that, so I guess it wasn't meant to be. But whatever. Okay.
Anyway, whatever.
So I didn't write anything down this week because I was going to do it 5 minutes before the show, but I wasn't home 5 minutes before the show because traffic. So I'm just going to read everyone the spoilers from this week, from like last week, so that we know what happens. Okay, so on Monday, Carlos confessed to Ada's murder. Michael starts, like, thinking that Ava has something to do with AJ's shooting. Sabrina and Patrick find out their baby's doing well. Olivia wants to, like, work things out with Sunny. And then Anna asks Nathan to sort of watch Britt, keep an eye on her. Am I even reading the right week? Holy crap. Yes, I am. Okay. Sorry, guys. Tuesday, Carly and Franco want to find out what Ava's hiding. Morgan and interrupt Julian and Alexis at romantic dinner. with news about Ava. Sean threatens to tell TJ the truth about Jordan's past, including her jail stint, everything like that. Kiki goes to Ava's to question her about her connection with Carlos, and TJ learns that he was accepted into college. Also, Tuesday was preempted, so I didn't even remember any of that. So just so you all know, if you don't remember that, it's because we were preempted. Wednesday, let's see, Nathan tells Britt that she's his sister. Madeline and Obrecht create a plan to get out of jail. Dante asks Scott to drop the charges against Obrecht, and Scott agreed. Jordan becomes really involved with the Jerome business, and she shows her loyalty. And then Luke starts to worry that Rick is becoming a problem, and he starts planning against him. Thursday, Victor Cassadine comes back with, like, a special delivery. So it was, like, Robin to talk to – or he didn't bring Robin. He brought a phone number from Patrick to read Robin. Donna Mills had her last day on GH as Madeline for now, because I know that Donna's taping again. So she was sent to New York to face the murders of Nakamura and Nina, and we find out Nina's not dead. Patrick gets to talk to Robin, and they decide to end their marriage. Levi, Felicia, and Mac, and Dante and Lulu also. And then the nurse's ball preparations began with us hearing about it from Lucy. And then Dr. Obrecht signed the papers for her immunity deal. And also, Michelle Stafford, at the very end of the episode, was like the cliffhanger. She's playing Nina Clay, and we didn't even get to see her today, so that sucked. But that was a big secret. And then today, the PCPD got some new evidence on AJ's shooting. Julian tells Luke about what's going on with Ava, but Luke isn't satisfied. He tells Julian that he has to shoot Ava. He has to kill Ava. Ned and Alexis talk about their past and discuss their current relationships and everything, and he asks Alexis out, but she said no. Sam talked to Patrick, and Carlos' confession, Sabrina finds out about it. And also, there was one other thing that I wanted to say, and I forgot what it was. Oh, Sonia gave Ava, like all the information she needs to, like, go to his private island off the coast of Puerto Rico, and she's like, so she's, like, going to skip town or whatever. I don't really know, because Julian came in at the end ready to shoot her, so I don't know what's going to happen. But that's what happened this week, and I know that was way longer than 2 minutes, but I had a lot to read. Okay.
Yeah. First off, I want to talk about that Michelle Stafford surprise.
Oh,
that
my gosh. I was
epic.
So shocked.
That was
okay,
epic.
So, like, here's the thing. The rumor of Michelle Stafford coming to General Hospital has been floating around since she left Wyatt Arms. However, as much as everybody anticipated they would, but we anticipated that it would be announced when she came. So, like, nobody was expecting to see her. And it was actually so shocking to actually just see her pop up. And my mom was like, I was in the other room, and my mom's like, Nina's alive. And I run in the room, and I rewind, and there's Michelle Zappert, and I start flipping out. I have not been that surprised by anything since, like, the first time that Faison took off the Duke mask, and we realized it
was
Faison. Because I didn't know that was going to happen. So, like, this
right.
is a, well, I didn't know how to read spoilers then because I had just started watching. But anyway, I haven't been that surprised in a really long time, and it was really awesome.
That was kind of epic. You know, when it first turned up to her face, I didn't really recognize her right off. But then I was like, oh, my God, that's Michelle Stafford. Holy
I knew exactly
mother.
Who it was. Okay, because, you know, they started at the bottom of the bed and then they, like, panned up.
Right.
Well, I had rewinded it, or rewound. I keep saying that word, and I know it's not a word. I meant rewound, everyone. I rewound it, and then I played it, like, a minute before that thing to see the end of whatever other scene. And then they showed her face and her eyes opening, and I was like, Michelle Stafford, and I started flipping out. My mom didn't understand because she didn't know who Michelle Stafford was until I told her, and now she's excited, too, but I was flipping out because I was so excited because I love her. Like, who doesn't love her? So
seriously,
I was so
it's Michelle freaking Stafford, you know?
Exactly. She's amazing.
Right.
And I
it's
can't
Michelle
believe
Stafford.
That nobody spilled it. I can't believe it didn't get spilled. I can't believe some actor didn't make a mistake and, like, tweet a selfie with her or something stupid like that because that happens a lot. No, because they do stuff like that without thinking.
Right.
And it's like,
oh,
I just ruined it. I can't believe that everybody has been quiet, even Fanola and Nancy. That's why Nancy went off the radar for, like, a while. She was trying to keep her mouth shut.
48 hours, yeah.
But, like,
right.
Yeah. Well, you know, and Kate Hall, somebody told me that they knew it was going to happen. Like, they knew, but whatever. That's not true. No one knew about this. I mean, there was speculation, but nobody had a for sure thing because Kate Hall wrote the script and she didn't even know. Kate Hall tweeted, "Holy crap, I didn't know that was going to happen." Kate Hall wrote the dialogue, wrote the whole script for that day.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't in the script at all. But Frank Valentini did that off of this, like, him and Ron obviously knew, both of them, but it wasn't even in the script. They just filmed that when nobody was around, everything. Kate Hall wrote the script and didn't even know, so to the people who told me they knew for sure that it was going to happen or that the network had informed them, that's a lie.
Whatever.
Because nobody knew.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But, I think we should get into, before we start dissecting the week, our prime performer of the week. This is a brand new segment we're debuting today. It's called Prime Performer. My prime performer this week has to be Teresa Castillo.
Yeah.
Simply because of this fact. To play what she went through and what she's currently going through now while Teresa is pregnant in real life, I don't see how she did it.
Okay, I have, like, two. So I know that, actually, I kind of, like, want to have, like, a top three. No, okay, because Teresa's on every day. Teresa's, like, my top performer this week because regardless of if you like the character, regardless of if you, you know, whatever, Teresa did an amazing job. And, like, the fact that she had her, like, real life, you know, had to, that's the same with how Kirsten Storms was, because Kirsten was pregnant and she had to deal with all the craziness. And she said it was really hard, so I can only imagine what it's like being in Teresa's shoes right now. Also,
absolutely.
I know that Mara was only on for, what, three days?
Mara
was only on a couple days.
But she was,
I think she
pretty
was on,
incredible, too.
Was she on Monday? She may have been on, yeah. Mara was amazing. Today, she was really great. I enjoyed her.
Mm-hmm.
And then one other is I wanted to mention, who did I want to say? I don't even remember. Patrick. Because he's been a great, too, and, like,
Thompson.
I love the fact that he's totally, like, standing by her, even though, like, they're not together, whatever. But he's, like, really standing by, and he's really, like, being emotional with this. And, like, what he did with Robin, like, finally Patrick grew a backbone because he was, like, I'm giving you this ultimatum. If you don't come home at all. And, like, I'm glad that they did that because I didn't want them to just have this open-ended relationship that never goes anywhere because we don't know when he will ever come back.
No.
So I like that they did that.
Mm-hmm. And for me, I know it's not the popular opinion, but I'm a fan of Sabrina. I'm a fan.
Yeah.
I know it's not the popular opinion, but
I don't dislike her.
Huh?
I mean, I don't dislike her, but she's not in my top. Like, if I were to name my top five females, she wouldn't be in the top five. But, you know, I don't dislike Sabrina. Like, there's a lot of people who don't like her, just straight up don't like her. And there's a lot of people who hate her with Patrick, and I don't mind them together. I mean,
I don't either.
Another unpopular opinion is, okay, and I got really slammed for this, but I don't care if I'm going to say it again anyway. I wanted Sam and Patrick together for a while. Because, like, and I could still go for that. Because, like, they have a good dynamic. I mean, they're a great, like, friendship dynamic, but that could have worked as a pairing. So, like, I know I got slammed for this before, like, but I don't care because I'm going to say what I want anyway, and if you don't like it, that's not my problem. But that's my whole my job here is to say what I like. So I think they would make a good pairing because right now I'm sick of this Sam, Silas, Nina story, even though I'm excited that Nina's going to be played by Michelle Stafford.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sick of the story. It's been dragging on forever. They should have brought her in a long time ago, or they should have just dropped it, because this has been going on for a long time, and it's complacent right now. Like, they need to kick it up.
Mm-hmm. You know, and I'll tell you somebody else who not only this week, but ever since he stepped onto the canvas, I've really been digging Jeffrey Vincent Priest as Carlos.
Yeah, I love him. And, you know, he really portrays, like, that role as, like, being completely in love would do anything for Sabrina. And I love the fact
absolutely.
That, like, he confessed to murder to protect this girl.
Protect,
like,
Sabrina.
It's so obvious that he loves her. And I like them together. Like, okay, him and her have this really awesome 80s
cute
soap opera vibe.
Yeah.
They have a really cool vibe. Like, they remind me kind of, like, of Miguel and Lily. And so I just really love them. and I wish that they were together. But also, Jeff is so nice. Like, he sent me a face because, you know, he was giving away the free Carlos pins.
A free Carlos button,
Yeah, I wasn't in the top 10 who got one, but he sent me a really long message anyways. So that was really nice of him. But, yeah, I really loved him.
You're totally right.
He's a great actor, and he really he fits in this cast. Like, he doesn't stand out as a newbie.
Right, I agree. And he's right away when he first stepped in, he went toe-to-toe with the likes of Maurice Bernard.
Yep.
And, yeah.
Absolutely. And William DeVry and Jason Thompson, I mean, he's been so great. And he really, like, he didn't stand out as a newbie because, you know, a lot of people come on and it's so obvious that they don't fit in the cast yet or they haven't broken down their blend in the cast because they're new.
Right.
He was, like, automatically fit in the cast. It's like he's been there 10 years. He's great.
I agree 1,000% with that. What were your favorite moments of the week?
My favorite? Okay, I had a lot because, you know, I can't ever pick one thing, as you notice.
Right.
Okay, so I like the, I like Victor coming back because, okay, props to Teo because he's the only person that can wear that suit and make it look attractive because that suit would not look good on anyone else and it looked great on Teo. Now, moving on, because I'm not going to get into that, because there's plenty of women on Twitter who have been talking about it, so I don't need to get into it, but he looks fantastic. Okay, I love Victor Cassidy, and I started screaming when he came back, even though I knew he was coming back. I love him. Also, I liked the Levi, Max, Felicia, Maxie scenes because they were adorable, and the moment she had with Dante and Lulu. Also, the Brit and Sabrina moment yesterday, because that was great. And also, like, yesterday was the best day of the week. And then the Michelle Safford thing, of course, and then today the Ned and Alexis thing where he was asking her out and stuff, and then he was like, oh, a dagger through my heart. That was, like, adorable, even though I don't
like
them, but that's not the point. Because I like her and Julian, but that's not the point. So most of my moments were on, like, Thursday, because Thursday was an amazing day, and I feel like today's episode should have been yesterday's episode, and, like, Thursday's episode should have been today's, because it wasn't, they weren't going to pick up from yesterday, so it wouldn't have mattered if they switched them. But that's just my view on it.
For me, I really like the Atrisa Castillo Kelly Tabode scenes from yesterday.
Yes, I really liked those.
Mhm. Those scenes were 6 months ago, you'd never have guessed they were a pretty much best friends in real life.
Yeah, exactly.
6 months ago, you never would have guessed that.
Yeah, and I always thought it was funny because everybody would tweet Kelly and Teresa and be like, you guys really hate each other? Like, no, they don't hate each other. They're friends.
I absolutely loved
the Levi, Maxie, Max, Felicia scene yesterday. Like, they were adorable and hilarious. And Max, when he walked up and he's like, could you please take your tongue out of my daughter's mouth? Holy crap. Max.
That was hilarious.
I was like, oh, Max, shut up.
Do you remember when, of course, I don't blame him at all for this, but do you remember when Max first met Spinelli, he absolutely despised him?
Max doesn't like any of her boyfriends when he first meets them. He takes him really long time to like them. And it was so funny when he was saying, like, when he was asking Levi about being vegan and whatever, and I was dying.
Mm-hmm.
that was great.
Funny.
And Felicia
that
was trying
great.
To be so sweet and stuff, and it wasn't really working.
Right. I can't wait to chat with him Tuesday.
Oh, yeah, everyone. Thanks, Cody. You ruined my announcement. I'm just kidding. But Tuesday, we officially have confirmed we are having Zachary Garrett on our show Tuesday night. So we're really excited, and that's going to be super fun. And, yeah, so I think that I'm interviewing him, but I'm not sure yet. So we'll see what goes on Tuesday. You guys should tune in and see because, you know.
Tune in for that one, y'all.
Yes,
you know,
and we'll be interviewing him with Cody's help, of course. But we're going to have lots of fun.
And I have made it my mission this weekend to get somebody on the show.
Good. We are trying
probably
to
next
book
week. I've made it my mission.
Awesome. I'm super excited. We are working really hard for everyone, just so you all know. We are working so hard to fill up the next month because May and June are really busy months for everyone, especially people who have kids in school or people who are in school like me. So May and June are really busy. So we're trying to fill up our schedules as far in advance as we can so that people,
so people can
join
can,
us.
Absolutely. You know, and I'm going to reach out to Haley Pullis again and see if she can come on, if she can talk
awesome.
To us.
Awesome. We have a lot. We have lots of fun people that we want to have on. So hopefully it all plays out. We're trying to fill up our whole schedule for May and start on June because June is really busy, and that's when everybody goes on vacation. But I just want everyone to know that even though I will be on vacation in June the whole month, I will still be doing shows as much as possible because I hate skipping shows and I hate missing things. And I hate not being able to hang out with Cody. So, and any days that one of us is not available, we'll find a guest co-host because we're not going to make
somebody.
Him down for months. And whenever Cody's out of town because he travels a lot, I'll be taking the show. And that way we don't have to miss shows because that's no fun, right?
Yeah. I'm giving you
we'll have lots of fun.
The keys to the car in a few weeks, ma'am. I'm giving you the keys to the car.
Yes. Well, I'm really excited because the week that Cody's actually traveling, as you guys know, I've mentioned before, but for anyone who doesn't know, I'm going to have two super awesome co-hosts. And hopefully two really awesome guests for you guys. So Andy Hayden will be co-hosting with me on a Tuesday night show. You can follow him at Pure Dancing Andy on Twitter. And then on Friday night that week, I'll be doing my regular GH show. And Taffy, who was on our show last night, will be co-hosting with me. You can follow her on Twitter at So Much Whatever. And that's it. You know, we're going to have lots of fun.
Oh, and tomorrow we have I have my buddy Travis, who is another radio host friend of mine on the show tomorrow night.
Yes, super exciting. Yeah. We're going to have lots of fun tomorrow. What are we talking about? Because when we have people who we're just friends with, we don't really have to interview them. So we're probably
going to talk about
really fun stuff.
How Travis got his start in radio, how long he's been doing this, the biggest guest he's ever had or whatever, you know. So just the normal
stuff. And then we can talk about all different shows. Because does he do the soap thing, or is that, no?
Yeah, he's a soap
fan. So cool. We can talk soaps, all the different soaps. We can talk Emmy noms. We can talk primetime shows, because there's lots of great ones on that we should talk about and mention, because, you know.
And then hopefully
next
Saturday I'll have a couple more radio host friends of mine on the show.
To
chat about their show. So
I have a question because I don't know how Blog Talk works. Can you do two shows in one day, or can you just do not? Because I know you can't do back to back, but can you do two
shows
in one day?
It's one show per day.
Oh, okay, I wasn't sure because I don't log into the account. That's your job, but I was just wondering.
It's one show per day.
Somebody call us. Oh my gosh, please, we want to talk to you. We love you all. Please, somebody.
Absolutely, we do.
Call us. Please call us, someone. Okay, people keep telling me they're going to call us, and they don't. You know who I'm talking about. Everybody knows I'm talking. If you think I'm talking about you, chances are I'm talking about you. Somebody call us, please, right now. Because we want to talk to you, because we love you, and nobody really wants to listen to us talk for 30 minutes. I mean, some people might, but, you know, it's more fun with callers. Celia, call us.
Or Kathy, one of the two.
Yeah, Kathy's at work, I think. But I'm going to – I just tweeted. Okay. I'm tweeting. Somebody, for the love of God, call us.
Call us up, please.
Please, I love you.
I love you all.
That was weird. I'm not going to make that sound again, I promise. But, whatever. There's a Law & Order marathon on, just in case anyone cares. SVU is on USA right now, guys. If anybody wants to watch it with me after the show, you can live tweet
it
with
me. I just retweeted your tweet.
I live tweet marathons of reruns of shows, so don't unfollow me on Twitter if these people have. But anybody, you guys, follow me on Twitter, and we will live tweet Law & Order together, and also GH. I should be talking about GH because we're doing a GH show, but live
tweet.
I want to share something amusing after you. Go ahead. Sorry.
And 9 times out of 10, I always live tweet GH too. 9 times out of 10, I'll live tweet it too.
Yes. We live tweet GH. Sometimes I'm too lazy. But I also live tweet. Anybody who wants to follow me on Twitter, I'm at EmilyCO0915. And you can live tweet SV reruns with me because that's my favorite hobby. Okay, I want to mention something funny. I want to know anybody who's listening to us, because I don't feel like there anyone is or they would have called us by now. Does anyone watch Chris Lee Knows Best? It's a reality show on USA, and it's hilarious. You guys should, like, it's hilarious. It's about a Southern family, and it makes me die laughing every time I watch it. They were on Steve Harvey today, and the dad was like, the son was like, I don't get why my curfew has to be at 11. Like, why? And then the dad was like, because after 12 p.m., nothing's open except the ER and legs. It was so funny. He was like, that's why you don't need
that's
to be
hilarious.
Out past that. I know. I love Todd Chrisley. Like, thank goodness there is somebody who is still parenting their children out there. Because I feel like people's parents don't really parent anymore. So can
right.
you guys please just parent your children or act like Todd Chrisley? Because if you're not Todd Chrisley, you need to be, like, everybody thinks he's ridiculous. No, he's a parent. He's a good parent, too. He's amazing. His rules are the same rules my parents have. And so, well, he doesn't have a tracking device on my phone, but, you know, other than that. But, yeah, you guys should all check it out, even though we're supposed to be talking about GH and I'm out here pimping other shows. But whatever. Todd Chrisley is amazing, and he's inspiring, and their whole family is amazing, and I love them. So, yes. Anyways, let's read the Rumorville. That's my favorite
yes,
hobby.
Let's read Rumorville real quick.
Yay, Rumorville time. Okay. Eventually, one day, I swear, I'm just going to, like, randomly break out in song on this show. Just one day it's going to happen.
Hey,
just one
I
day
have,
I will randomly.
Actually.
I know.
I have,
like,
actually.
It'll be like High School Musical up in here one day, I swear. Okay, Rumorville. Felicia tries to get Christina to open up to her because she's known her since she was a baby. Okay. Blah, 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 blah. Carly worries about Sunny as Ava gets her claws into him. She discusses the situation with Franco and Anna Devane. In front of Scott, Kevin reminds Serena that Scott's her father. Serena points out that Kevin is also her father. Well, that's kind of true, I suppose. Well, whatever. Madeline, Victor, and Obrecht huddle together to discuss secrets. Oh, yay. Legion of Doom. Madeline is worried what will happen if Silas finds out about Nina and her baby. Dr. Obrecht worries that they've been keeping from what they've been keeping from Helena and Stefan and his daughter Kay. Whoa, what the? Sorry, I almost cursed. But okay, so I can't even focus. There's so many Cassidines. Okay, Dr. Obrecht worries about what they've been keeping from Helena about Stefan. Helena's not dead. Praise the Lord. I love her. Stefan and his daughter, Kaylee. Wait a minute. She was supposed to be Victor's kid. I hate this show. Stefan, wait, okay. I'm happy because every time I see the Stefan rumor, Laura is always included with Stefan. Like, they're like, I feel like they're a package deal because they're always like,
right.
Stefan's returning. Also, Laura with him. Like, they're a package deal. So, Stefan and his daughter. And then Mick apparently sees the daughter, which is good. And then he tells Britt that, oh, well, that's good. Nick will be with Britt. Anyway, sorry. Nick tells Britt that she reminds him of someone from the past, and that person is Catherine Bell, who is obviously this girl's mother, because Stefan's the father, and Catherine was his wife till she fell off the parapet. So, anyway, a male teen on the show, like a new one, overdoses and has some consequences. Okay, I don't even care. We don't know his name. That sounded really insensitive. I apologize, everyone. looks like Ava will fake a pregnancy to cover herself up. Cover what up? Like, what else could she possibly do? But someone's anger over this could lead to her downfall. And then at the bottom of this, it says, unconfirmed rumors continue to circulate that Carl Labonte wants Nina to be Rochelle Stafford. This was published on Wednesday, and I'm glad I didn't read it on Wednesday, because then I wouldn't have been surprised on Thursday.
Yeah.
Let's read the spoilers, because there's no more rumors to read. They haven't posted new ones. Spoiler time.
Spoilers.
Oh, I'm so excited for the nurse's bar. Nurse's ball. Who's excited for the nurse's ball? Holler back. I'm super
excited.
We've
got about 40 seconds of a live stream left. So.
Somebody call us in the next 40 seconds, or I will
hate somebody's
you
calling.
Forever.
Hold
I'm
on.
I'm just kidding. Praise
oh, we have
the
a
Lord,
caller. Hold
mother.
On. Hold on.
Okay.
Hi,
guys.
You. Hey. Hey, sir.
Hello.
What's up?
Nothing. Trying to get ready for we're going out for Teddy's birthday.
Wait, who
birthday.
Is this? I missed who this is.
It's me. It's Celia.
Celia.
Oh, that's what I thought, because I noticed your accent, but I wasn't sure. I didn't want to call you Celia before I realized it was you. Hey, thanks for calling us 40 seconds before our live stream ends, so we have somebody to talk to for the next 15 minutes. Thank God.
Right.
Okay, we're reading spoilers right now.
I kind of forgot about it. I'm trying to get ready to go out.
I thought Cody forgot about it. I thought Cody forgot we had a show. He was stressing me out. So literally this is what happened. So Cody always tweets every 10 minutes before the hour before the show. So I'm freaking out because I was out in traffic and Cody has not tweeted. And then I call his cell – or no, I texted his cell phone and he did not answer me. So I called his cell phone and he did not answer me. And then I was freaking out because I was like, where's Cody? We have a show to do. I was like, maybe he's just in the shower. Maybe he needs dinner. And then finally he tweeted, and I was like, okay, good. He didn't forget. We have things to do. But I was like, you have one job. Do it. Yeah. I was like, you have one job. One job. Anyway, so we're reading the spoilers because we have no life and nothing else to talk about because we already talked about Michelle Stafford.
Yes.
Oh, and then people are like,
go ahead.
I was shocked that she was coming to General Hospital because I kind of called it, like, 6 months ago.
I said it, yeah, so did I, but I was surprised to see her when we did because, like, they had said, hey, Michelle's going to be on GH Hospital. It actually surprised me seeing her. Also, I want to give a shout-out because Laura Wright looks fabulous today on GH, and her dress was amazing. So even though she's not listening, Laura, you looked amazing today. Anyways, not the point. Hey, Obrecht's going to be at the nurse's ball, I think, because there's this really pretty picture of Kathleen on, like, a screen cap from the promo, I guess, and she has really fancy hair and makeup, so either she's just going to walk around like that or she looks fabulous.
Oh,
no.
She looks fabulous
anyway. Right, Queen Kathleen, everybody bow down.
Mm-hmm.
Like, anyway.
And she's the sweetest person ever. We love you, Kathleen.
Yeah,
oh,
Kathleen,
Kathleen
friend
is,
of the show, we love you.
Kathleen is definitely
one of the
sweetest people I've ever come in contact with, seriously.
Okay, so here's Nurse's Ball spoilers. Who wants to hear them? Who wants to hear them? I do. Okay. Nurse's Ball begins on 5-7 with them getting ready or whatever. Then 5-8, the Nurse's Ball begins.
When
it kicks off.
When does it start?
It's
5-7, so the 7th, Wednesday. That's when they start getting ready and stuff. The actual ball begins on the 8th. Kicks off with the red carpet as usual. Felicia and Kevin will help Lucy manage herself and get ready because, you know, Lucy's a disaster. 5-9, which is Friday, the nurse's ball continues with fun performances and sexy surprises. I like that description. Some love in the afternoon, maybe? Wink, wink, cough, cough. I'm going to shut up because this is getting dirty. But, Felicia finds herself in a face-off with Scott. Oh, Felicia, please beat his butt. I hate him so much. I hate Scotty Baldwin. I want him to get hit by a train. That was mean. I'm sorry. and then it says Liz is caught between Nicholas and Rick. I hope that doesn't mean literally because that could be a problem. But, well, what is with me? I need to stop talking because everything that comes out of my mouth just sounds bad. But
and so you call drop.
Okay. Oh, that sucks. Well, caught between Nicholas and Rick. Another love triangle. I want her to pick Rick because I want Britt and Nick. And it says that Britt and Nick will bond during the nurse's ball, which makes me happy because I love them. And also, I would not be complaining if I was caught between Nick and Rick. Oh, here it comes. This is my weekly Tyler Christopher, I love you moment.
Oh,
he's really attractive. I love him so much. I want to marry Tyler Christopher. I'm done now. Anyway, well, I'm done for the moment. I may ask him to marry me again in 5 minutes, but whatever. And then it says, Felicia refuses to let Scotty see Lucy backstage during the nurse's ball, and things between them get ugly. And then it says, oh, I hope she beats him down. Anyway, I could see her scrapping with him and winning. Can't you see Felicia being a fighter? I could. And then,
oh, I can.
It says, Sunny is able to get back into Olivia's good graces. Oh, bless her heart. May 12th, oh, I like this spoiler. Oh, my gosh, I hope it's Jack. Okay, sorry, I should read it first, huh? Nurse's ball with an unexpected guest arrivals and uplifting performances. New and former loves are all rekindled. Okay, first of all, I'm pretty sure that one of the former loves is Britt and Nick because I love them. Second of all, I hope the unexpected guest arrival is Jack because I've been reading that a lot and I would be so happy if Jack came back because, like, you know. And then says 5-13, nurses ball comes to an end and some leaving residents have to leave heartbroken. 5-14, Duke and Anna enjoy a bit of romance at the nurses ball. And then Sean and Jordan recall their past relationship. Oh, who didn't see that coming? Oh,
seriously.
Anna and Duke were so cute at the nurses ball last year. That was adorable.
You know,
I cried so much during the nurses ball last year. It's bad.
You know, I tweeted this out a couple weeks ago, I think. I was like, I'm really enjoying Jordan. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I like her. I agree. And, you know,
really
okay, a lot
Jordan.
Of people... I want to say this because I find that I should.
Right.
I'm not a diehard Duke and Anna fan, but I do like them. So I feel so bad for their diehard fans who never get to see them because everybody's always like, it's been 6 weeks since Duke and Anna, and I don't even think about these things because I'm like, oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
But I, like, enjoy them together, but I'm, like, not diehard counting the days till they're on. I feel so bad for their fans. They never get a follow-through. They never get love scenes, which I get that the older class of characters doesn't really get that kind of scenes, but still, it's, like, nice every once in a while to, like, see them have romantic scenes together. And so I feel really bad for the fans, and also I feel bad for this one. Well, I don't feel bad for her because she won, but one of my friends on Twitter was like, it's not really fair that we never got to see Duke and Anna. And Ron was like, well, at least he's on the show, so, like, just, you know, deal with it. And I was like, well, that's not really nice. But it's whatever, you know. I don't run Ron's Twitter, so I don't care. But anyway, I'm reading more spoilers. Hang on. Liz makes a choice in her love life. Anna shares some info with Lulu and Dante about their embryo. Duke has a suggestion regarding how to take Julian down. Alexis asks Julian to leave the mob. TJ overhears Jordan making a suspicious phone call. And then Jordan and Alexis have an awkward first meeting. That's funny.
Hmm.
I want them to, like, meet in the ladies' room of a public place. I feel like that would be interesting because that's how things go in real life.
You know, and another actor I'm enjoying is TJ. That guy has just been a pretty awesome since he arrived too.
Yeah, I like him definitely. I mean, I'm not really a fan of TJ just because I don't really care about the teen set, which sounds bad because I am a teen. But I just don't really care about the team set because I just don't – I don't care to watch people my age make out. I'm sorry. It just doesn't really – like, I'm, like, the oldest person ever because I'm over here the same age as them. And I don't care if they're, like, kissing or whatever. It doesn't really matter to me. And then I'm over here, like, oh, Luke and Laura. Like, I'm so weird with that. Like, I love all the old couples, and it's really weird. But I just don't care about the teens. I don't like most of the younger couples. Like, the teenage couples, I really don't care about. And then there's the younger couples who are in their 20s, whatever. I don't care about them either. I'm over here for, like, the older couples who have been together since, like, the 80s.
Luke and Laura and all the rest of them, yeah.
Luke and Laura, Robert and Holly, Robert and Anna, Duke and Anna, everybody like that. I love them all. Actually, Frisco and Felicia, I love them, but, like, we all know how they like to throw Frisco under the bus. So, Mac and Felicia, I don't mind, but I don't, like, ship them. And then I love Lucy and Kevin, and, like, you know. I like Scott and Heather, too, but she's crazy, so. But I like Scott and Heather. They
Heather's
deserve
a little
each other.
Cray-cray.
A little? That's pushy, son. But I love Heather. Okay, no. Heather and Scotty, I love them so much. They so deserve each other. Like, okay, my Scott Baldwin hate is so strong, as you all know. I hate him, and I don't know why. He needs to relax. Like, Scotty is so uptight. Like, he needs to breathe. Scott needs a martini. He needs to chill. I don't know what his deal is, but he's so uptight. Also, by the way, anyone who noticed, Anna De La Cruz made her GH debut as the ADA yesterday. Anyone who noticed that, I noticed, because I remember I told you guys all that yesterday, and she was the one that got the papers from Obrecht after she signed them. Her name is Anna De La Cruz. She's gorgeous.
I do remember that.
I just wanted to point that out because I noticed, because I remember reading you guys' casting call and then the casting news, and now it's like, hey, there's Anna.
Hmm.
And I don't know if that's how you pronounce it because you only have one N, and I know that she's Latina, so I'm not sure if it's Anna or Anna, but whatever. We're calling her Anna because I don't have confirmation that it's anything else. But, all the older couples, my life, whatever. But yeah, Scotty, okay, I'm going to go on my Scott rant really fast because we have 5 minutes, so I hate Scott Baldwin. Okay, Scott just makes me upset. And everybody thinks it's ridiculous that I hate him so much, but I'm cool with Luke Spencer. And I'm like, okay, just Scotty is everybody's problem. He's such a little whiny thing. Like, oh, Lucy left me. Oh, shut up. Oh, Laura left me. Oh, shut up. You knew it was going to happen. Like, dude, you chill out. You're a grown-up man. I almost said something else. You're an adult. You need to chill out. He needs a drink. I feel like he's so uptight all the time. And, like, I don't dislike the actor. I just hate the character. But I feel like Scotty needs a drink. Like, he's so uptight all the time. Geez, he needs to chill out.
Yeah.
Whatever. Actually, Dominique can come back from the dead.
Hey, you mentioned Luke. I think I texted this to you earlier. I have my theory on who fake Loki is. I have my theory on who that is.
You should share with our no longer listen. Nobody can hear us right now. They can't listen to this unless
they
listen in the archive.
I think Luke, honestly, is Anthony Zakara.
I do. Okay, I've been thinking that, but, like, I'm not sure how they're going to do that. Because I know that he's not, and, you know, there was rumors of the Zakara coming back, but I don't see how they could do that because the mask thing, if they do that, it loses value. Like, the first time, it was realistic. Well, semi-realistic. The second time, it was like, are you serious? And if they do it again, it's like, seriously? Everybody take a drink. They had another person in the mask. So, like, I don't understand why they would, but I don't know. And it says that in the Rumorville that Luke's going to die, like, fake Luke is going to die late summer, and then real Luke will come back. And this is a true rumor. I don't know who's playing fake Luke. This is, in fact, true, because Tyler Christopher has confirmed that this is true. Tony Geary's taking summer off to have surgery. So he's going to be gone for a while, and then when he comes back, he'll be the real Luke. But they don't actually, none of the actors know who he is. They said nobody except Tony Geary knows who fake Luke is, and that when they ask, that he won't tell them. So it's that top secret. Anyway, I was joking earlier, because, you know, Luke and Laura, when they went on the run in the 80s, they had aliases, Lucy and Lloyd Johnson. Earlier, I was like, I got it. He's Lloyd Johnson. Just kidding. Everybody ignore me. It's an 80s moment. And, like, half all my followers understood because they're all, like, old. Oh, I didn't mean that. You guys aren't old. You're just older than me. You're old compared
older.
To me. Most of them are old compared to me. Like, they're my mother's age. Most of my Twitter friends are my mom's age, so they're old compared to me. But they all understood because they're all 80s peeps. And I was like, you guys get me. Like, it's plausible. Well, he could be a Jerome, like a dead Jerome. Like Victor Jerome, because he's working for Julian. Like, who would actually work for Julian?
I don't know. Well, actually, Julian's working for him.
Well, whatever. He's Julian's like his little, you know, that word that I'm not going to say on the air. This starts with a B.
Right. I get that.
Let's face it, that's
it.
What's going on right now. He's the puppet. But I don't understand. Like, do you think he could be Victor Jerome? That's a plausible theory. I can see that.
Point,
or he could be a... He could be some dead Cassidine.
You know, at this point, I think I'm pretty good at figuring out stories, okay? But
this
point, I'm totally baffled at this point.
I am, too. I have no idea. I'm thinking, like, I was, like, dead Cassidine because, like, the Cassidines, they didn't, all they want in life is to hurt Luke and Laura Spencer and their children. So I'm thinking, like, maybe this is somebody who's working with Julian as eventually to get back at Luke or to get back at to hurt Luke, to hurt Tracy, because Luke loves Tracy, apparently, supposedly. I don't believe that, but Luke apparently loves Tracy, blah, blah, blah. He loves, you know, he loves his kids. He loves Laura. So I'm thinking the end goal here is for whoever this is to end up, like, hurting the people around him. Because, you know, when real Luke comes back, they're not going to know that this wasn't Luke, because they all think this is Luke. The only person that's going to be able to figure out that it's not him is his kids and Laura, and she's not around. So that actually helps that she's not around. But I feel like when he comes back, everybody's going to still think he's the same guy. And so, like, the end goal was just to hurt everyone around him and put this bad image of him in their head, like with Kiki. Because, like, Luke Spencer wouldn't actually do that, what this guy's been doing to Kiki, because that's inappropriate. Yeah. So I don't know. And I know we only have 1 minute, so I'll shut up because I know you're trying to shut me up, so I'm done.
And with that, I think I'm going to let you go, and I'll be talking to you later, okay?
Awesome. Everybody tune in tomorrow night at 6 and Tuesday night at 6. We love you.
Absolutely. Bye, Emma.
Adios. Bye.
Well, I hope you enjoyed this little GH recap. And with that, I think I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.